Time now for York County On the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make York County what we all want it to be.
We've been talking with James Hibbert and Brian Townsend about the GIS system that the county has and the wonderful tool that it is. And most of us, including myself, don't understand its entire capabilities. We talked about how you can look up your property, get all the basic information about it, how you can interact with the county in terms of, I've got a problem with a tree limb down across a road, or there's a big hole in the middle of an asphalt. Much more efficient way to deal with the county. But Brian, you also referenced the fact that a new homeowner, or any homeowner here in York County that wants to know what's around them or how I can find out where its recreation venues are, can use GIS?
Yes, they can. Recently, we worked with an intern from Winthrop and collected locations of all the parks and what the amenities at each park had. The reason for that was when our kids were little, we didn't know where the parks were near us, and we didn't know where the age-appropriate equipment was at each park. So we wanted to make sure that parents could find a park near them, and when they're toddlers, they use one park versus maybe a 6 or 7 year old who wants a nice rough jungle gym that they can jump on.
So that information has been integrated into the GIS. And so if you go online to yourcountygov.com, go to the GIS segment, you can find out a whole bunch of stuff.
That's exactly right.
And if you have the York County app, you can even do it on your phone.
Correct. Yes, definitely mobile ready.
I think that's a tremendous service that the county is now offering. Thank you very much, James. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. York County, On the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.